This is Arthur Gase in Nuremberg, Germany. Never in the history of mankind have supposedly civilized human beings enslaved their fellow men and dealt with them so brutally as have these Nazis. That has been the brunt of the evidence presented all day today by American Associate Prosecutor Thomas Dobb as he showed from German documents how 4,795,000 foreign civilians and 1,873,000 prisoners of war became work slaves. From Alfred Rosenberg's own files, Dodd quoted, "We now experience the grotesque picture of having to recruit millions of laborers from the occupied Eastern territories after prisoners of war have died of hunger like flies in order to fill the gaps that have been formed within Germany." Now the food question no longer existed. In the prevailing limitless abuse of Slavic humanity, recruiting methods were used which probably have their origin only in the blackest periods of the slave trade, unquote. I can see Simon Legree Fritz Seufel sitting down there now. He has had beads of sweat on that shiny bald pate of his most of today. Barbet Spare, who has appeared so innocent-like at this trial, moved around slightly flushed and uneasily today, for as Minister of Armaments and Ammunition, he ordered that prisoners of war were to be employed in armament production, to be taken from camps for that purpose. One of Sauckel's reports actually stated that out of the 5 million foreign workers who arrived in the Reich, not even 200,000 of them came voluntarily. Out of Polish Minister Frank's files, there was this report, quote, "At the beginning, they received half a loaf of bread as daily ration, and later one loaf for 7 persons daily, black coffee at breakfast and supper and soup at dinner time. They never had a day off. They had to work even on Sundays. Terrible frosts were prevalent there, and the lads got no warm clothes. They worked in the clothes they had brought with them," unquote. Sauckel's office issued special regulations for these prisons. To violate them meant transfer to a concentration camp, or if there was some special offense, it meant hanging. The result of all this was decimation of a flower of manhood in all surrounding countries. The most startling revelation came from Dr. Jager of the Krupp Armament Works in Essen, where workers were given 1,000 calories of food a day less than the minimum prescribed for Germans, and where 600 Jewish women were brought from Buchenwald walking in their bare feet. The sole clothing of each consisted of a sack with holes for their arms and head. Their hair was shorn. Jager reported to his superior that the guards lived and slept outside their barracks, as no one could enter them without being attacked by 10, 20, and up to 50 fleas. Doctors refused to enter the camp. After listening to this day of testimony, Uncle Tom's Cabin appears like a fairy tale. However, this story has just begun, and when the evidence on the prosecution of the Jews is presented tomorrow, and the French and Russians tell their story later, every one of these criminals will be tarred black. This is Arthur Gase in Nuremberg. I return you now to the Mutual Newsroom in New York.